Now after 2 days, he departed from there and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went to the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to Jesus and begged him that he would come down and heal his son, for his son was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, "Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken to him, and he went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then inquired he of them the hour when his son began to get well. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives," and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee.